this is your Polycast for Wednesday, July 20th, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom. On today's edition, more from the Republican National Convention in Cleveland. Well, the theme of Tuesday night at the convention was Make America Work Again, but most of the speakers used the occasion to criticize Hillary Clinton rather than talk about Donald Trump's plans for the economy. It was up to two of Trump's children to make the case for the nominee. Many prominent Republicans are not attending the convention because of their opposition to Trump. One Minnesota Republican who isn't there is 3rd District Congressman Eric Paulson. Paulson has skipped national conventions before, but this year his DFL opponent is trying to tie him to Donald Trump. Democrats believe Trump will hurt Paulson in the suburban district west of Minneapolis. From Cleveland, Mark Zadeklik has more.
Democrats have been relentless in their effort to link Eric Paulson to Donald Trump. A recent press statement from the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee proclaims that the Trump-Paulson ticket becomes official Thursday and claims Paulson, quote, has eagerly wrapped his arms around Donald Trump. Paulson's campaign has not responded to repeated inquiries starting in mid-April about how Trump at the top of the ticket might affect the congressman's reelection effort. Carleton College political science professor Stephen Scheer says he's not surprised Paulson is avoiding questions about Trump.
I think you'll see a number of Republican candidates in Minnesota keeping a polite distance from Donald Trump.
Scheer says those candidates, including Paulson, know many Minnesotans are not impressed with the developer and reality show star.
Keep in mind that of all the state delegate selection processes in 2016, in only one state did Donald Trump not finish first or second. And that state was Minnesota. I think that reflects the fact that a lot of Minnesota Republicans are cool towards Trump.
But there are growing signs skeptical Minnesota Republicans are coming to terms with Trump. Stepping away from a morning breakfast meeting with fellow Republicans at a hotel outside of Cleveland, National Convention delegate Alex Plekish said he decided to vote for Trump and will try to convince others to do the same. Plekish is from Wayzata in Paulson's district.
I'll tell you honestly, Donald Trump was not my candidate, but he's better than we've got with Hillary Clinton by far.
Plekish disputes the notion Trump will hurt other Republicans. If there is a negative Trump effect, Plekish says he's certain it will not hit Paulson.
Not a chance. He's got so much broad support in our congressional district. He's raised, an inordinate amount of money, and he's been a rock-solid congressman for us.
Far from Cleveland and the convention back in Minnesota, one Democrat sees it differently. Approached on his way into a library in Paulson's district, 43-year-old Tony Hurt said he thinks Trump will hurt Paulson.
I've spoken to people that I know, friends and family members who traditionally vote Republican, who are less than enthusiastic about Trump, and some may stay home and that might negatively affect some of the other, the down-ticket races.
DFL State Senator Terry Bonoff of Minnetonka is banking on it and says she decided to challenge Paulson largely because of Trump.
This is not a reality TV show. We are talking about being the president of the United States. And so when it became clear to me that it was going to be Donald Trump, I knew I had to do something.
Bonoff says Paulson should be in Cleveland standing up against Trump. She says his unwillingness to denounce Trump will cost him his seat in Congress.
I believe I'll win in November because Donald Trump and Eric Paulson together are revealing something about where he stands.
Nathan Gonzalez of the Rothenberg and Gonzalez Political Report says he thinks Trump will hurt many down-ballot Republicans. But he also predicts the Trump effect will differ district to district. He thinks Paulson is less vulnerable than others, with almost 8 years in Congress and a record of accomplishment, including working to suspend a tax on medical device manufacturers.
I think it's easier for someone like Eric Paulson, who has been in office, has a constituent base, has a profile in the district, to run ahead of Donald Trump.
Still, Gonzalez's report moved Paulson's district from safe Republican to Republican favored just days before the convention began. Covering politics, I'm Mark Zadeklik in Cleveland.
Minnesotans are noticeably absent from the Republican National Convention spotlight. This week in Cleveland, there won't be any speakers from Minnesota on stage. But behind the scenes, there's an attention-averse man who made a name in Minnesota politics who's actually running the show. Brian Baxt introduces us to convention CEO Jeff Larson.
For 15 months, long before anyone knew who would wind up with the Republican presidential nomination, Jeff Larson has been hunkered down in Cleveland to help plot out every detail of the national convention. His team and a local host committee have raised millions of dollars and rounded up thousands of volunteers. They built a staff of more than 100, and they made sure 125,000 balloons were inflated and hung from the rafters in Quicken Loans Arena to fall on delegates once Donald Trump accepts the nomination. It's on Larson to make it all go according to plan.
I feel a lot of pressure. Every day I feel pressure on this.
Larson, who is 54, is graying at the temples, and he keeps his answers brief, in line with his unassuming style. He was born in North Dakota, but made Minnesota his career home base. He launched a consulting and telemarketing company based east of St. Paul. He lives just across the St. Croix River in Hudson. He's worked on the campaigns of both Presidents Bush, and he was the right-hand man for Republican Chairman Reince Priebus before being tapped for the convention. Former Minnesota Senator Norm Coleman regards Larson as one of his closest political advisors.
I can't remember exactly when I first met Jeff, but I know him to be, and knew him to be, and probably still is, the most politically connected person in Minnesota that nobody knows.
This isn't the first time Larson has played a key, but low-key role in staging a convention. In 2008, he led the host committee that landed and helped put on the Republican National Convention in St. Paul. He snagged headlines that year when it was revealed he was involved in a pricey wardrobe shopping spree for newly minted vice presidential nominee Sarah Palin. The tab was put on his credit card, though he was later reimbursed. Larson is too busy for shopping this week as he moves from events to meetings and talks on the phone for much of the time in between. He's so busy, he didn't have much time to talk about his role or himself. I caught up with Larson at a ribbon cutting for a minority-run market outpost that sprung up during the convention.
And we're here today with the Urban League. Marcia's been the kind
of... It was one in the afternoon, about 8 hours after Larson began his day, and about 12 hours short of when he expected to finish. Longtime associates like Coleman describe Larson as someone with a steady hand, but someone who would rather not be in the spotlight. They say that makes him suited to deal with a convention attended by some 15,000 reporters on the lookout for slip-ups and dogged by protesters just outside a vast security perimeter. It also makes him suited to work with an unpredictable, unconventional nominee. Chris Tiedemann has worked around Larson for a decade. Tiedemann is in Cleveland as part of the Minnesota delegation and caught up with Larson to discuss the endeavor.
He runs a very tight ship and is just an excellent leader. I'm so thrilled that he's running this convention. He's done a fabulous job already with a challenging, challenging year.
The Cleveland Cavaliers' NBA championship run deep into June complicated things. It meant Larson's crew had only 4 weeks to convert King LeBron's court into Donald Trump's grand stage.
I'm sure it's been chaotic for him and very stressful, I'm sure.
In welcoming delegates on the convention's opening day, Larson seemed to brush it off, even though he said later the final nails were being hammered just before the gavel fell.
Take a moment and look around. Here we are, entering the finals in the selection process for the next leader of the free world. And like the team that won a national championship in this arena, the Cleveland Cavaliers, our nominee will win this November.
Larson's part of it will wind down after Trump closes the convention Thursday. His next stop will be a world away from the convention hubbub.
So I'm going home, sitting on my boat, and cracking open a beer.
Covering politics, I'm Brian Baxt, Minnesota Public Radio News, Cleveland.
And that's your Polycast for this Wednesday, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio Newsroom.